Most people have no idea where the fish they eat comes from. And that's why One Chef is trying to raise awareness about the world's collapsing fisheries.
My name is Robert Allen Ruiz, and I am a chef and owner of my own restaurant in San Diego.
Ruiz is a San Diego native, but in his 20s, he moved to Hawaii to surf. There, he ended up training under some of the world's top chefs, who taught him that great chefs must know the source of every ingredient in a dish, and every ingredient should be fresh.
Started when I was 17, and I'm 36 now. If this was high school, I'm in my junior year.
Recently, Ruiz was in Aspen, cooking up a sustainable meal for charity. As a chef, Ruiz has cooked all over the world.
Japan to Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, Kyoto to, you know, all the Hawaiian Islands, you know, to New York.
And he's witnessed firsthand the many illegal practices that are feeding the growing demand for seafood. Ruiz says those practices are destroying fisheries. He says he's seen fraudulently caught fish being served in restaurants, and he's witnessed fishermen illegally catching endangered species to make a profit.
That's when I realized that as a consumer, you're not just voting with your dollars, but you're voting with your palate.
At least 32% of the world's fisheries are overexploited and in danger. That's according to a report published by the United Nations Agriculture Organization. If behavior patterns don't change, that could get worse.
Both globally and domestically, we're looking at making sure we're ending overfishing. That is, not too many fish are caught each year, so that there'll be fish for our fishermen to catch in future generations.
That's Alan Reisenhoover. He's the director of the Office of Sustainable Fisheries at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, or NOAA. Reisenhoover says the U.S. has put specific catch limits in place to keep fish at sustainable levels. There are 8 regional councils around the country that help create guidelines for the government. They're made up of scientists, conservationists, and members of the fishing industry. Those groups collectively give the government advice on what rules should be in place to manage the fish stock. Still, fish don't know political boundaries, and not all countries follow similar regulations.
This is an issue globally as well, to make sure that too many fish aren't being caught each year.
As Chef Rob Ruiz learned more about the problem, he wanted to help. So he came up with the idea of placing edible barcodes on rice paper. The paper is used as garnish on sushi. Customers can then scan the code using an application on their cell phones, and then the code links to the website fishwatch.gov, which has information about the current state of fisheries. NOAA runs the site.
People can read a little bit about how healthy those stocks are, how those stocks are caught, and even get a few recipes.
Reisenhoover says NOAA updates the website regularly so that people have up-to-date information on the fish they're about to eat. So far, Ruiz owns one of the only restaurants to use his edible codes idea, but he doesn't think his efforts are in vain.
It's so tough to get this message across to people because they don't see the problem. They go into a supermarket and they see all of the shelves stacked with this bounty from the sea, and it makes no sense. There is a problem, and there is a fatal flaw here that's just kind of being masked by people interested in keeping the consumers happy.
Ruiz says the best way to combat the problem is by knowing where your fish comes from, and that's much easier because of the NOAA website. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.